The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. Exploding down your crystals set at a rate of knots. Kingy, I'm starting with a question today.
Oh, hello, Ben. How are you?
Good. There's a question to be asked.
What is the question you would like to ask?
How many lives do pussies have?
Well, usually nine.
Cats have used two. They've cashed two in.
That's all right.
They've gone early with the two.
But is it over a certain period of time
that they get the nine?
Is it nine in a season?
As I said to someone, the Melbourne Cup isn't won in the first 200 metres.
Right.
And if I remember correctly, King, it was at round three last year, and you are a boffin for numbers and stats and games.
Mm-hmm.
The Cats fell over the line against Melbourne in round three.
No, I lost to Carlton in round three.
Right.
Beat Melbourne in round four.
Round four, when they played that chip game.
Yeah.
And it was a diabolical. It was like 46 to 47.
So I did say to Chris Scott at his media conference today, I did pose a question. I said, Chris, do you think we'll get a better spectacle than what we got in round four against Melbourne last year?
And what did he say?
he goes, I can't remember the game.
Was his press conference today?
It was.
Did he
Thursday.
Did he sort of mention... And did anyone ask him about the sort of the Cats game style,
yes,
the way they're playing?
Our good friend Pete Ryan did.
And what did he say?
He said it's evolving.
Right.
It's evolving. And it might
have other clubs evolved a little bit faster than the Cats?
Potentially.
Did he sort of...
I think he knows that they are not where they want to be.
Right.
But he did say when I spoke to him pre-season that they would take some time to adjust to the new
Did he setup. Reference last year at all? At the start of the year when Geelong weren't playing well, and then the Melbourne game, and it seemed to filter from the Melbourne game when they were putrid, yet still won.
That became a tipping point.
Yeah, they started to move the ball quicker. Did he sort of reference that? No.
No, he didn't.
Right. So what do you think... I'll reference this question again.
I like how you're asking me the question.
They're 2-1.
They are. They could be 0-3.
Yeah. Do you think they should be 0-3?
No. No, I think they were clearly better than Brisbane.
Yeah, the first half. I don't know about the second half.
And they were clearly better than Hawthorn for the
majority. Well, I don't know about that. Brisbane was so inaccurate in the first half.
Nah, but Geelong played the better football.
That was the only two good quarters they've played, really.
This year?
Yeah.
The second quarter against Hawthorn was pretty
good.
It was
okay, yeah. I think Hawthorn are going to be in the lower ranks of the ladder.
They're going to annoy teams, Hawthorn.
Because they're well coached.
I would like Chengkuth Gyath playing for Geelong.
Well, he was good, wasn't he? He was I didn't even attempt to pronounce his first name, and I had to ask you pre-game, how do I pronounce his surname, just so that I didn't get any sort of vocal cord awareness during the game. And I don't think I got it right in the whole game, but and the problem was that he kept getting the ball.
He was very good.
So you had to keep calling
his name. He's going to be a good player.
He is, yeah, he's good. Even Mitch Duncan gave him a little thumbs up after the game in terms of we had him on K-Rock footy, and he was glowing about the young fella.
Can I have a view on Geelong's performance on Monday? It might be a little bit
simplistic.
Kingy,
unless we have moved to North Korea, you can have a view on anything.
All right. So is it too simplistic to say that the Cats were forced by circumstance into the game style they played? Because if they had have just tried to keep running the footy into the forward 50 and putting it on the head of Tom Hawkins, it would have just become too predictable. And he was the only marking target.
Yeah, but I think what you do, though, King, is if you do move the ball quickly, you are not reliant on kicking it to the tall target. The tall target tends to be the get-out kick when you do move it slowly. It's, I'll just bomb it up and hope the big boy marks it.
Yep.
If you move it quickly and you catch the opposition off guard through the middle and then in defence, then you should actually have players. You don't need Tom Hawkins taking marks. You should have players who have got a bit of separation and the ability to move in space who you can use. And that's when they can then, if you're using that player, often you hear them, you know, and this is great, some of the great, like, sort of rubbish cliches in footy, and lower your eyes is always one of them. But that means that if you've got the ball in the middle and you lower your eyes and kick it 15 metres or 12 metres and the umpire pays it, if you wheel and go, then you can use Tom Hawkins.
Yep.
So I actually subscribe to the
wheel and go, another cliche.
Yeah, that's a wheeling. There's some beauties, aren't there? But my thing is that if you do move it quickly, it should have a plethora of options, not just one. If you move it slowly, Tom Hawkins is the only option because there's the defence floods back.
Geelong players still concerned at making mistakes? Are they? Do they go into self-preservation?
No, I hope not. They're an experienced group. Mm. If you've got players who are fine to make a mistake.
Okay, so is Geelong not fit enough?
I wouldn't say that, surely not. We've got some seasoned players there. They've had 10 pre-seasons plus.
Is Geelong, though, as a result of finishing later than, and a month later than Adelaide,
mm-hmm.
and a month later than Hawthorn,
mm-hmm.
and it was only a week later than Brisbane, mm-hmm. but did a couple of those performances maybe show that up, that the majority of the Geelong list didn't come back till January?
No.
And some of those Adelaide blokes started in late November.
I also think too, yeah, and I think that's probably playing some part. I also think that if you're coming off an ordinary season, you have a bit to prove.
Yes.
Particularly early in the year, you're up and about, you're fresh.
So that's Hawthorn and Adelaide.
Yeah. And I'm not suggesting that's why Geelong lost, but they've got a bit of a point to prove. They got, and unfortunately Geelong allowed Adelaide to get some confidence early,
yep.
and then couldn't reel them in.
You could tell at the start that
when Tex Walker removed Josh Jenkins, actually threw him into Hindley Street and then grabbed the ball out of the ruck and kicked it 57 metres around the body on his left and went through for a goal. You knew Cats were in for a long day. Mm. And they got some confidence up. Geelong ended up reeling them in, but it was too late.
Mm.
Hawthorn are that side that just plays, they're well drilled,
mm.
make you earn it when they're playing well.
Yep, which they did to Richmond the week before.
Yeah, and I said on Carrot Footy that I actually watched quite a bit of that game, and they actually controlled patches of that game against Richmond. They just couldn't score.
Yep.
So, look, Geelong, they're 2-1. I think Cameron, it'll be really interesting to see what happens when Cameron comes back and whether he changes the way they play.
Correct.
So let's hope he's not back this week, though.
No,
is he?
He's
so it went from being a week ago, it went from looking like he would play this week to sort of on Monday, it was, oh, he won't be playing this week.
When he spoke with
K-Rock Foosball,
yeah,
he was up and about.
He was not ruling out playing Easter Monday. And now we might not even see him in the month of April.
So do you reckon has he had a relapse?
No, I suspect.
Have you ever had a relapse?
No, I haven't had a relapse, Benny. I'll relapse you.
I've had a couple of relapses.
I suspect that they are just being they're being ultra conservative with him, because the way he did it, the reoccurrence was like just like how the hell did he do that?
So it was just, was it innocuous?
It was a little bit innocuous.
I'm pulling out some beauties here, aren't I?
Innocuous. So. The
other injury news?
Yeah,
Sean Higgins. Yeah, hamstring and thumb.
And thumb, fractured thumb, surgery on Thursday morning.
So he's out for what, 5 to 6?
That'd have to be.
Which will allow him, he would have been out for 3 anyway.
Probably. Chris Scott said medium term. What's medium? She's short.
Well, 6 weeks.
He's short term 1 to 3, medium's 4 to 8, and anything beyond 8 is long term.
Yeah, I think they're probably reasonable time frames, yeah. I mean, look, the good thing about that is, for Sean Higgins, is that he has done a full preseason. Yep. He's an experienced player,
mm-hmm.
so he's got that whole summer of training under his belt. He's got a little hamstring, which will take 3 weeks to get over. He'll be able to resume running. He'll be fit. When he comes in, he will be fit. The extra 2 weeks probably may not be a bad thing for him.
Yep.
So I think it's actually might end up being a positive in the long run of the season for Sean Higgins.
Francois Evans will miss medium to long term.
Oh, not Frank. So there's no Frank in the Cats team.
No Frank in the Cats team.
Well, that's a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, I know you'll be sad by that.
Francis. Well, I mean, it's disappointing for the kid, but it's
he's replaceable.
Well, if you're concerned about a second game and going out of your team as if it's a
yep.
no, he was never staying the distance anyway.
It's not Matty Rowell.
No, it's not Joel Selwood back in the day.
But even then Joel Selwood was replaceable in 2020.
He was in that team.
In 2007 he was.
Yeah. But that team was unbelievable.
How many All Australians are you?
About 15 or something. Was. Yeah, at one stage they had, not all maybe in the 1 year, but there was about 15 All Australians in that team.
In the lineup, yeah.
In the one team.
In the 22.
That team was, we've spoken about this before, that team would beat the current team.
10 goals.
Easy. Yeah. On the bit. On the steal.
Which one's Joel playing for?
Well, he'd probably go back to the old one, I reckon. That was, I've said this a few times, Geelong fans, well, I won't see another team like that in my lifetime.
No.
Of following the Cats.
No.
That was one completely out of the box where every star aligned. They had to go and get one player to fill a hole. It was Brad Ottens. Mm. They went and got him. They had every other hole filled.
Yep.
And now we've seemed to be sort of pulling out the SPAC filler every year, don't we? We're getting players in left, right and centre.
So those two out, Sam Menegola should be right.
Yep.
So that replaces Higgins in a way.
Yeah, that's not...
Maybe not as classier in his use of
probably
the footy.
A bit more defensive running though. And he'll, yeah, he provides a little bit of something.
So he'll be handy.
What else goes on Sunday?
Well, I think Brad Close might get an opportunity.
Do you reckon Dalhouse out?
Well, I don't think so. Who else is coming in?
He's been horrible.
Well, who else is coming
well,
in?
Well, I don't know.
Close comes in to fill the Frankie Evans role.
Yeah.
There's not many options.
The Frank Evans role. Is that like the Lee Brand role?
Because there's a few injuries on the list now.
Yeah.
You know, you throw those two on top of Cameron.
Well, so...
The suspensions of Dangerfield and Rowan.
Well, Luke Dalhouse is only getting a game by default, really, because he's been horrible.
Two best words in the English language for those who know The Simpsons.
Default. Yeah. He needs the London Fog. He needs to get back into the twos and find a bit of form because he's giving his donuts in the ones.
Talk about who's playing in the twos this week. Expect Dangerfield and Rowan to play
in the Scoobies.
In Scoobies, yeah. VFL Pracky match.
Who are they playing against?
Collingwood.
Do you reckon they might tag the Dangerfield in a twos Pracky game?
At Deakin.
Oh, the
Deakin.
Well,
actually, well, no. So who plays for Collingwood's reserves that we know very well?
Scott Selwood. Do you reckon he could tag
him? Oh, I reckon. Does he go to him and just absolutely give him the egg?
Could he just play the blanket role in the twos?
Yeah. We're at Collingwood this weekend. No, they're Saturday night. Although Scooter's doing the running, so would he play in the twos on Saturday? Maybe.
Oh, depends what team.
How funny would that be if legitimately Collingwood
goes... Who else
is
playing in that game for the Cats of note?
Of note?
Yeah.
Just trying to think down the list.
Radigalia?
No, Radigalia is not this half of the year.
You mean out for 12 weeks?
He's another 7 or 8.
No, he's in a power of trouble because he's not the sort of player that
right now, the Cats can't consider Higgins and Evans, Dangerfield and Rowan, Simpson, Radigalia. I'm missing somebody, obviously.
Radigalia's injury must be bad.
Well, I believe it is. Who else? There's somebody obvious I'm missing here that's not playing.
Cameron,
there we go. So there's 7 straight away off your list of 44.
What a Melbourne got a pretty full bucket
well,
list.
Yeah, and they've got such a full list. They're bringing Wiedemann and Brown back through the VFL this week.
Yeah, right. Well, geez, the Cats need to London Fog.
There's a couple of matchups
and lift.
Couple of who goes to does O'Connor go to Oliver?
I would have thought maybe you'd send O'Connor to Petrarca.
Or to Petrarca.
Yeah.
Is he going to be too... Is Petrarca potentially too strong for O'Connor?
I think O'Connor's not... He's not a shrinking violet.
No, but would he be a better matchup with Oliver?
Oh, potentially. But I think that as long as you... Oliver's not the bloke that's going to win the game for you. Because he sprays it all over the show.
There are some blokes playing out of their skin at the moment for Melbourne.
Petrarca's the one who killed the game for you. Kick 4 goals and get it 25 times. So we've got to lock him down, Kingy. Lock him down.
The influence of Max Gawn?
Yeah, well, it's huge. So Rhys Stanley will probably play all right because he seems to go okay when the more high-profile his opponent, the better sometimes he goes. But he's got to do something because Gawn, mind you, as Mark Neal keeps pointing out last week, Brody Grundy had 1,094 hit-outs against Brisbane. His team lost. So, but Gawn is a different kettle of fish because last week he went forward and took a few marks and kicked a few snags. So we can't have that going on. So Rhys Stanley, it's all before him today. This week on Sunday, he's just got to find a way just to break even. He doesn't need to be, Polly Farmer. Just break even, son, break even.
Mm. All right, some questions.
Have we got some?
We've got plenty, actually.
I got one.
Daz Broncos, great call.
I've got a question. This is a legitimate question. Why does 7-Eleven
have padlocks?
Why would you do that?
Because they only used to be open from 7 till 11.
It's ridiculous. It's open 24/7. You don't need them. Get rid of them.
Why is abbreviation such a long word?
Well, I'm not sure. Why are 45% of all stats made up?
Great call. I saw a stat that the Cats-Hawks games for results under a goal. This is for Sir Swamp Thing. 11 of the games from 2007 to 2021 between Geelong and Hawthorn have been a kick or less.
Been close, yeah. Good rivalry.
Best rivalry in footy, says Daz Broncos.
I don't know. Well, look, I'm... From a Geelong supporter's perspective, right, it is. I don't know. I don't know about in football. Mm.
We trained all summer with Cameron and Hawkins as the targets, and now with JC and Rowan out, Tomahawk is the only focal point. The Hawks gave him no space and three men across. As a result, would we be better served this week bringing in a taller forward option, not Jenkins, that could offer something different? He's suggesting Nathan Kruger. I don't think Nathan.
Well, Kruger's been playing down back. They're trying to get you to play down back.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
As I said before, though, if Geelong move the ball quickly, they may not be as reliant on Tom Hawkins. But if they move it slowly, then it's just kick it to him. That's all they got.
And I'm not sure what version of the Hogwarts vanishing cabinet Luke Dalhouse is using, but he needs to stop. It's doing far too much of a good job, and he needs to be seen again, or it's the Magoos for him.
Yeah, he's showing signs, or definitely displaying signs, that he missed most of the preseason. And he's not even applying any pressure. I think he's probably, you might be able to look it up, King. I reckon he'd be lucky to have had four or five tackles for the three games.
We can check that out.
So yeah. he's not playing well, and it's unfortunate.
What he built his game around.
He's a bit of pressure because he's not the most skillful bloke, but he's a bit of a terrier. But he's not even getting around the ball to be a terrier. He's more of a slow moving.
He's laid six tackles in three games.
That's not his go.
None against Adelaide, 3-3.
He needs to be laying six tackles a game.
Averaging 10 possessions, has only kicked the one goal, has only had the two clearances.
Yeah, he's providing us with not a lot.
Donuts.
He's more of a sort of, he's gone from a terrier to a sort of a, what's a slow moving dog?
I actually don't know. I thought they were all fairly.
Dogs aren't all.
Aren't they?
Like a St. Bernard.
NQ Flog. G'day, fellas. A couple of statements and a couple of questions from me. I counted seven players on the team with some kind of hairbands. That's too many.
Yeah, I agree.
That was most frustrating. That was the most frustrating win I've seen in a long time. They play a style of game that slows the game down to keep the scores low. A Geelong the new Fremantle Sydney from 6 years ago. Well, no, I don't think so. Three games is not a... It's not a big enough sample size. I see two other things. Other coaches will try and get more defensive later in the year. Unlikely. Or two teams will perfect a faster play on style as the year goes on, and Geelong will get blown off the park come finals time. Likely, he says. Honourable mentions to Mark O'Connor and Jack Henry look good in positions they're not accustomed to. Hopefully, C. Scott sticks with Mark the Shark as a tagger.
Yep.
So O'Connor to Petrarca or Oliver this week.
Yep.
Henry Ford. He was very famous.
He was.
No, he's not the worst.
He made the Datsun, didn't he?
Datsun insult.
The Datsun 120Y with the vinyl seats, and you used to get it in summer and you'd have 17 degree burns. Just trying to get
17 your, degree burns?
Yeah.
That's not very hot.
17 degree burns?
Yeah. You're thinking third degree? Moving. Oh, right.
It was six times the strength of your third degree.
I thought you were talking about 17 degrees.
No, 17 degree.
Right. Yeah, the Cats just have to move the footy. Well, it's simplistic for us to say we want to see the Cats move the footy quicker, but there must be method in the madness of whatever they're doing.
I just don't know. Look, I agree that it was a really good move to get Henry Ford.
See, I know it's funny.
On Monday.
I know it's funny because you're laughing at it.
Henry Ford, yes. Because he did kick a couple of snags, and then he set up the one that ended up winning the game for them. I just don't know if it's something... it's good to have in your kit bag, but I don't know if it's something you want to go with from the start of the game. I think it's one of those moves that you make every now and then when things aren't going your way just to try and spark something, but it's not something where you put Henry forward.
Is it a bit Harry Taylor-like that sometimes you just
go... Yeah, and everyone said, oh, Harry Ford. Then as soon as he played 4 weeks forward, it was never put Harry Ford again.
No.
So
cameo appearances.
Henry's a defender and... Yeah, this, as Chris Scott said, we've got too many defenders in the team, but he keeps playing about nine of them, so you've got to put some of them out of defence, which means they're out of their comfort zone.
Mm.
And once you're out of your comfort zone, in fact, what's wrong with being in your comfort zone?
I don't know.
I don't understand the theory.
Your life's supposed to be comfortable, isn't it?
Yeah, why would the hell would you want to get out of your comfort zone?
Mr. _cat_man01. Hey, King and Cass, we are playing patchy at best and still winning. It looks as though the coaches are tinkering, there's a good word, around with the game plan.
I do a bit of tinkering.
First quarter versus the Hawks, we played quickish, then gradually got slower as the game wore on. Is our style by design? Surely another tall or Henry starts forward this week to help Tommy. I think Jenkins will play this week.
Goodness me. No. I would be staggered if that happened.
Hmm.
I just, honestly, he's... zero pressure action a game in a modern game of footy. He's had the biggest red texture out on him after that round one game. They could. I don't think they could kick him.
He's breaking case of serious emergency, and it's not a serious emergency right now.
Well, after you've tried a few other things, you're onto the defibs. Yeah. He's that.
Foxdog 50, hey boys, a wise farmer once told me if you throw enough mud on a wall, it's going to stick to the wall one day. Is this the same to Luke Dalhouse's form? The one big question of Chris Scott compared to Luke Beveridge, has he got the parts of the male anatomy to drop players regardless if he's a regular senior player? I can remember Stephen Motlop in his last year at Geelong. His form was worse than a 50-year-old bloke who was filling in for the twos at Dimboola. Also, looking back at it, I'd rather play Jack Henry Ford over Gary Rowan in his spot, as I'd be having a punt in saying this, but I think Jack Henry would be more consistent than Gary Rowan, might be worth another try at it. The thing about Rowan that he does is he hunts once the ball hits the deck. I don't know whether that's Jack Henry's.
He does every now and then, but yeah, I think Jack Henry's developed himself into and he's still developing as a defender. I don't know that he's a forward. Yeah, anyway, look, it's maybe an option they'd have to go with this week.
Leave him
because
there.
There's nothing else there. So, but I don't know that you want to start making Jack Henry a forward. And they seem to like Gary Rowan. My thing on knock on Gary Rowan is that when he's up and about, he's great. The gap between his best and his worst is enormous, like enormous. And when he's poor, he is putrid. He doesn't. He'll touch the ball three times for the game. And I don't care how many tackles you lay on, what pressure. If you're playing forward, you only touch the ball three or four times. You know, you're not providing much to the team. So if he could find some way to get 10 possessions, he just goes missing too much. And the other thing he does is he flies for a lot of marks and it looks spectacular. He marks zero of
and
them.
Early in his first year at Geelong, he took a lot of marks. It was a game against the Eagles, I reckon, where
but he flies and it looks, you think, cheapest creepers and it teases.
And he doesn't hang on to
them. And then they hit the terra firma and then just Shannon Hearn kicks at 800 metres and the next thing you know, Jack Kennedy's kicking a goal.
Howl of 41. The weekend showed us we cannot have Hawkins alone as a marking option inside 50.
No. We keep me up, Kingy.
I'd like to see Freddie Krueger pick this week as a second option until Cameron is right. Luke Dalhouse is on very thin ice, like the debut of Sherlock Holmes. He's hoping we only played a slow game style due to Evans and Higgins injuries and that will revert to more attack this week. That's a good point, too, that the Cats were down a rotation.
Oh, yeah, I don't buy into all that.
Okay. Feeding him, if Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, fair chance he went back into the cave after watching Easter Monday.
Oh, yeah. He was getting those shreds back out and wrapping himself in. What is you're a man in the know. Can you use Kruger any chance to play this week?
No, not at
all. 1,000 to 1,
yeah,
is he?
No, his name hasn't been mentioned in
the I wouldn't have thought that is the worst option because, you know, he can pinch hit in the ruck. He's actually quite physical. Mm. I know he's not built to be in the ruck, but you just need someone to go in there for 5 minutes here and there, not the whole game. I would have thought maybe not the worst suggestion of all time.
Can we thank Michael on Twitter, Michael at MWL152, because do you know what he went and did? He went and grabbed our audio and put it over the top of the Jordan Clark finish goal. So I think we can play it.
70 from home, swings a kick from right half forward to Trusen half forward. Oh, wanted Burgoyne. Henry knocked it to his own advantage. What's he got? He can tuck it under the arm and go! He's got a handball off to Clark. He has a bounce. He gives it to Hawkins. Loops it back over the top into the path of Henry. How will it sit? He handballs to Clark. Clark for the goal. The Cats, they make the Hawks pay.
70 from home. Oh, hang on, we don't need to listen to it again.
King, is that your ringtone? I think we've just put Kingy's ringtone.
Remember we called a game that Brody Grundy kicked that match winner against Richmond a few years ago, and we played it back to him, and his reply was, I'm going to make that my ringtone.
That was a good call, Kingy. It was really well thought out by the other one there. Is it my imagination? And Cat Attack podcast listeners will be able to tell us if I'm off the mark here. Is Jordan Clark extraordinarily fast when he might get a kick?
And but aren't we all?
And he's extraordinarily sort of laconic when it doesn't look like he's going to get a sniff?
Not sure.
There was a couple efforts. I know he's only a young player. I don't like knocking young players, and I'm
going to. But you're going to.
He. Some of his efforts aren't up to AFL standard. He picks and chooses for mine. And I know he's still young and all developing and blah. He's been around long enough. Does he look like he's been in the gym much?
Not a lot of him. But Andrew Mackie didn't go to the gym.
No, much. True. But Andrew Mackie was playing a different role. Well, he probably wasn't playing a different role. He just there was one effort just sticks in my mind that was on our broadcast side, and it was only a little thing. And I don't, from memory, I don't think anything catastrophic happened in terms of Hawthorn kicking a goal or anything. But he was in a one-on-one, and he made a half-assed attempt to spoil the ball, and the Hawthorn player marked it. It's just a little thing. Joel Selwood doesn't do that. The good players don't pick and choose when they want to give 100%. Yep. And I reckon right now Jordan Clark picks and chooses. That's why he floats in and out of games. And when he's on the end of something, it looks great. And when he's not on the end of something, he thinks, well, maybe someone else can do it. I'd just love to see him. I think his game would really benefit from being more urgent when he doesn't have the ball.
Yep.
And at the moment, he doesn't have that in him, and I don't know that he is going to have that in him.
Gail the Snail. G'day, boys. Feels like flogging a dead horse at this point, but Geelong's ruck situation, when the coaches insist on putting Blitzarves in the ruck with Hawk taking the forward ruck contest, where does this leave Stanley? He had a poor game this week, but if he isn't marking the ball around the ground and playing a link-up role, what's the point? The gap between his best and worst is too big. The consistency just isn't there. I feel like when Blitzarves takes the ruck, that Stanley is a bit of a liability.
Yeah, well, he is. I mean, I said it on Saturday, Monday. What time when the Cats play? Monday.
They play
Monday. All the days sort of roll into one.
This time of year, it's a bit like Christmas, New Year.
Yeah.
That they, you sort of, what day is it? A bit like that around Easter.
He's just, I don't know. He is frustrating because, but I said he just got to break even. He doesn't need to be the star. But I said, on my opinion, my humble kingy.
Very humble.
And we're in North Korea, so allowed to have an opinion. Without fear of being incarcerated, is that Geelong aren't going to win the premiership with when they pick Rhys Stanley as a ruckman, suddenly he's getting beaten, and they take Mark Blitzarves out of defence and put him in the ruck, which leaves Stanley playing a spare, you know what, role. And once you're playing that spare role, you're Gonski. There's nothing going on. You also then leave your defence exposed because I don't know that Geelong would win. Would go all the way with Lachie Henderson as your key defender?
No.
No knock on him, but I think if he's playing the secondary role to Blitzarves, that's his go. So I don't know that you cannot pick Stanley each week and then when he's getting beaten go, oh, geez, we better get our best defender out to go and chop this bloke out in the ruck because he's giving us donuts. You've just got to keep persevering with him, yeah.
Yep. Can we get a package deal with the Geelong membership, 11 home games and a pack of no-dos? Turbo Cat.
Old no-dos, they went out the window, didn't they? Yeah, they were all the rage, old no-dos.
Don't think they were.
You know what starts tonight, Kingy, that made me think of no-dos?
Oh, wow.
The Masters. Yeah. So the beta blockers. The beta blockers were the drugs that the players take to keep their nerves in check.
Yeah.
So that, you know, when you got the shakes, you haven't got the shakes.
When you're over the 6 foot bar.
Yeah, it was the beta blockers, but I don't know that they take them anymore. Oh, but it's like no-dos. They were a big thing back in the day because you were buzzing around on the no-dos. And now, what do they take now?
I've no idea. Hoopla, I'm not sold
so
on
they
the.
Take?
I have no idea. I'm not sold on the new stand on the mark rules, despite all and sundry singing its praises. It seems to discourage contested football, encourage shorter kicks, which leads to a basketball netball like game. I'm not sure this was the intended purpose of the rule. It definitely doesn't suit the Cats' slow controlled football. What are your thoughts? One thing I would have done. I don't mind the new rule. I would have extended the length of the kick to 20 meters.
Yeah, well, they can't get 15 right, so they're only going to get 20
right. Well,
every seventh kick that goes half a metre short on the kick before, they suddenly pull the bloke up. Yeah, I mean, there's no consistency in that rule. Do you know what I'd like to see? If you kick it backwards or kick it within your own inside your own 50,
yep.
So you could the kick from full back can hit a player and he can mark it.
Yep.
But if he kicks it to a player who's still inside defensive 50, it's play on.
Yep.
So you can't then go back over the mark and waste another 6 or 7 seconds.
Yeah, just
so any kick other than the kick out, unless the player's played on.
Yep.
So if he plays on and runs 25 metres
yep.
and then chips it to a bloke who's 9 metres away, it's play on.
Yep.
If the kick goes outside defensive 50, he can mark. He's then allowed to carry on as normal.
Yep.
I just think it would limit the ability of players just to, the Cats, to kick it around the back half.
Yeah, we've got to get
for
moving.
25 minutes.
Yeah, boring.
So I, what do you think about that, Kingy?
I don't mind it.
We only just don't mind it. So it's not sort of Jen Hawkins. It's more sort of like a Channel 7 newsreader sort of type. Is that sort of the happiness level? Is that where
I hadn't given it much thought. You've sort of put me on the spot there with that question. So,
I'm not asking you to sort of send a rocket to Uranus.
Would you want me to give? You want to give Steve Hocking?
Would you like to do that?
Would you like me to give Steve Hocking a call?
Oh, well, he's too busy changing. We changed every other rule 4 minutes before the season started. So why can't he change this one?
Sunday.
Yes.
2:00.
Looking forward to it.
Clint Bizzle.
Oh, the Biz. We will be able to ask him once and for all if Gary Ablett referred to him as "Hey fella."
And we look forward to that.
Did he even play with Gary Ablett?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought they missed each other, but no, they played about 3 or 4 games
hey
together.
Hey fella. I'm tipping it's not true, but if it is true, I am going to... I will have to go and change my underpants. I'll be that excited.
Matthew Scarlett's going to join us.
Is he? Too. Oh, that'll be good. He's become a media darling since he wouldn't speak for his entire career until they lost. Now he actually comes on and he always gives you something. Like, he'll tell you who's playing on who and what he had for dinner and what he backed in the quaddie during the day. And he's actually really good to talk to now that he's just sort of, his guard's down a little bit, Kingy, isn't he? He's sort of enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you enjoying it?
Yes.
Absolutely. What are you enjoying?
What am I enjoying?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying going to the football.
Hey, I am too. It was good on Monday.
It was nice to hear a crowd roaring, and
especially in that call.
Yep.
Got a little bit of a sort of the old follicles. Gave a bit of a twinge in the.
Anyway, GFL footy this week too for the first time.
Yes, you be all over that.
1:00 Saturday from St Albans and Colac.
You're looking forward to that?
I am looking forward to that.
That'll be good. I reckon there'll be a lot of local listeners will be all over the
I think we'll get the you'll get the expats too that have gone overseas. That, you know, I'm thinking of the great Matt Byrne from St Joseph's and Leopold, who now lives in the Emirates in Dubai. He'll be tuning in.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think I'll be tuning in.
Yeah.
I think it's a great initiative, Kingy.
It's going to be good fun.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of punters who are just driving around going, what's going on in the footy? And the other thing too is because, you know, back in the day when there was sort of coconuts clinging together to communicate with someone else, you couldn't get scores from other grounds.
No.
And the one thing that local footy, they want to know what's going on not only in their league but another league. Yep. Or, you know, they know someone that plays for Queenscliff and they might be at St Joey's in Newtown or whatever.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to do all that because we've got the capacity to, with the live scores, to be dropping those scores quite regularly.
We're looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to it.
See you Sunday.
Rightio.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.